The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Here we go with the podcast. Podcast. Up in this house, we're doing a podcast. You ready? Go, hit it.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Talk up.
Do you mean talk more? Because I was like perfectly loud.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Welcome to the My Wife Hates Me podcast. One of the most controversial, intelligent, information-wise podcasts out there. If you're wondering about it, we're talking about it.
Really?
No.
Oh.
But I like that. If you're wondering about it, we're talking about it. Do you see the clip of Rogan? Boy, he summed it all up about how these fucking people are such fucking assholes about illegal people and this mm-hmm. and that, you know, just, you know, quit being such a fucking asshole.
He's, I don't want you on my team.
Yeah.
That speech.
Yeah. It's pretty
good.
Yeah.
That's nothing like what you're saying, but yeah, you should Google it. Don't let Rich.
What do you mean? He was saying quit being assholes to people and inhumane.
I mean, it seems like crazy that someone has to say that to people.
Well, I mean, the way people are. I was playing golf with somebody the other day, and he was saying, oh, well, you know, come here legally. Dude, and the guys had everything handed to him in life. Everything.
I know.
Exactly. Everything. He went to college. He's had a house. He's had meals. He's had everything. And he's going.
He's never had hardship in his life.
No,
I'm
no
sure
fucking
he
hardship.
Constantly.
And he's sitting here. We're playing golf. And we're playing golf, and he's like, well, you know, first of all, it's quite expensive to come here legally. I'm not saying open the borders at all. Of course not.
Make it easier to get here legally. To get into the system legally.
Yeah, you know.
And people who are coming from places of crisis.
They're coming from nothing, living in shacks. I was there in Mexico, living in shacks.
Yes, I mean it's. And I'm sure there's people from other countries that are even worse off.
And he's going, well, that's their government. They voted him in.
We keep this up. We're going to have to be going to another country ourselves.
You know, he goes, they voted him in. They didn't vote him in. Do you think those elections are legitimate? You know, there's not people.
Who voted him in?
No, you know, I'm saying, you know, he's saying how corrupt their government is. That's not the people's fault. The government's taking them. Oh, that's not the people's fault. They just want to get the fuck out of there. I'm telling you, when I was in Cabo, I mean, these are the richest people, you know, in the States coming to Cabo on vacation. It's beautiful. There's resorts, yachts, golf courses are amazing. The food is amazing. Everything is like 5-star in Cabo. And you go, as you drive to the airport on the side of the road, people are living in not shacks, whatever they could build with 4 walls, you know, mm-hmm. to live in. Mm-hmm. And probably some of them are the workers at these resorts or whatever.
If they're lucky enough, right.
You know, yeah, if they're lucky enough to get a job. And you know, and of course you would want to come over here. You know, if I was sitting outside a restaurant starving and having eaten, and I saw somebody eating, you don't think I would try to snatch something off their plate? Of course. So I'm sick of these people.
I know, it's a weird moral stance to take.
And you know what? Before,
they broke the law. It's like, you know, oh what? My nobody. God.
And I said to my friend, I said, before the president now, you never gave a fuck. You never sat around going, oh, look at all these illegals. Look at all these.
Right.
You never gave a fuck about it.
Right.
So don't act like now all of a sudden you give a fuck.
But it's so weird that guy is like against it. Like,
And then if you don't agree with the president, he goes, oh, I didn't know you were some left-wing liberal. Oh, no, I'm not a left-wing liberal. I have
The problem is that you're moderate, which being in the middle really right now is the craziest place to be because you get hate from both sides. You cannot be liberal enough for liberals or right enough for conservatives. Even though I think most of us live somewhere in the middle, but it's
not a lot of people. They're fucking either to the far left or the far right.
And the people who are vocal about it are. But
you know,
I gotta believe that, you know, when you're doing a show and you look down into the audience, that most of those people are, you know,
got in
thoughtful.
Free.
What?
Got in free.
Got in. Most of those people, this is a papered room. No, it's I don't know, but it's hard to believe that everyone's so far. Because even if you say anything, like that's the thing. If you say, yeah, I don't agree with kids being taken away from their parents, and then he goes, oh, what are you, some liberal? It's like weird. It's like everything gets like thrown in. No, I'm actually just human.
And you know what?
And I think
you
there's probably a ton of conservatives that also think it's wrong.
You don't have to be left or right to have a little compassion.
That's sort of my point, yeah.
Yeah, to have feelings. Because if your kids were taken away from you or you were taken away from your kids for whatever reason, he said, well, what if somebody robbed a bank and they came in their home and took them? Well, that's different. We're not talking about robbing a bank.
Yeah.
We're talking about coming over here and trying to start a life, which a lot of people have started good lives. They're living better than us, you know, and working harder, believe you, than a lot harder than we're fucking working. You know, I was out last week. It was 100 degrees at least. And we're playing golf on this golf course, beautiful golf course. And you see these workers there fucking boiling to death. Not only were they working on the golf course and they were Mexican, they were also putting in new blacktop in 100-degree weather, pouring blacktop pavement, and you're sitting there going, oh, well, come in here legally. Just, you know, and there's some, and the other guy that works at Anthony's Network that thinks he's so fucking,
who?
I don't even want
to get,
yeah, I don't, they think they're, they really have no talent but hate. That's their talent, this hate and be, and they think, well, no, I'm being political and I'm being rational and I'm pro-Israel or I'm pro-this. Well, guess what? You're anti-compassion, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I would love for the day you get, any of those people get snatched up from their kids. And I'm not a flaming liberal.
Wait,
by any means.
Oh, the people that are
sitting
hateful.
Here. Yeah, I'd love for them to be snatched up from their kids for a fucking week and see how they feel. You know, oh, the kids are being taken care of. They're doing what, you know what?
Some of them have been away from their parents for a year.
They're taken away and they're being fed. And guess what? They're not with their fucking parents.
Also, if you're a parent, you know this. If you don't know exactly what's going, like, you know, even when you have a babysitter, babysitter, you call a couple times during the night just to make sure you know what's going on. It's like,
and I'm not
sure. Oh, they're taken care of. It's like, really? I'd like to. You can't just take that for granted as a parent. You need to know. You know.
And I'm not saying this because I saw Rogan's clip. I saw that clip this morning, and I called you from the golf course that day and told you what a fucking asshole he was. Remember? Like I tried to set him straight.
Who?
My friend that was
school. Oh yes.
And
okay, because
you
said Rogan, then you said I tried to set him straight. A little confused.
Oh no, I tried to set my friend straight. Like
you were having some arguments with
I've
him.
Already even before I saw Rogan's clip this morning.
Right. Well, I mean, I think
what?
I mean, it's I don't know anybody who falls into the other category personally, maybe your friend, but I haven't run into anybody who's like, yeah, they deserve it.
Oh, are you kidding me? They're out there. I mean, because I play so much golf with strangers, and they're all fucking. Some of them got money, and they're. It's just whatever. You know, I really don't give a fuck. Oh, but the fact that when somebody who's been handed everything in their life,
well, because that's part of the problem, though, because people who've been handed stuff, they don't realize that they've had it easier. They're just like, well, I had to work my whole life and stuff.
You know what? I've had the toughest shit in my life, but I still had fucking roof over my head. Yeah. I still had fucking food, even though my mother had to work one or two jobs and support. You know, luckily, we lived for free. My grandparents owned a multifamily house, and we lived on the second floor for free. My mother and sister shared a bedroom.
Yeah.
And me and my brother shared a bedroom. And luckily, we lived for free because my grandparents, like I said, owned a multifamily home. If they didn't have I don't know where we would have lived or how we would have lived because we lived poor and we were living for free, you know? So, you know.
But in a lot of ways, you were lucky, you're saying.
Well,
because
I mean,
you're lucky just, that you know, you did have a place to live.
And also, too, you see how hard your mom works, so you do get, you know.
Bitter?
No, you see the value in life and on you know, how you have to work hard to get ahead or do whatever you can, you know.
Right. Well, I do think that there is something like that overcoming challenges does make you happier in life. You know, I mean, I'm not saying like, you know, obviously there's some challenges that, you know.
Like marriage?
Completely, yes. Well, you never overcome the challenge of marriage, do you? You're always in it. Unless you're divorced, then it feels like a failure. You never win at marriage.
Oh, I have to agree with that.
You agree with that, don't you?
I agree with that.
Do you think marriage is the hardest thing you've ever done?
No. Quitting drugs and cigarettes. Probably drugs.
You really hate being married, huh?
No, who said I hate being married? Just said it wasn't the hardest thing I've ever done.
You have to overcome challenges, and you said, oh, marriage,
Well, that is work. That's different because, one, you know, you're with two people that disagree completely. You know, guys.
No, not always. I agree with your speech there on this podcast. So far, I've agreed with everything you said.
Guys, you know.
I think you should do a thing where you have some kind of like, contest where some immigrant gets to win a ring.
We get to wear it for like a day.
No, you get like have it.
No,
I mean you got a lot of rings. You could do this contest for a full year.
This summer has been so hot, and our house. I don't know where they come from. I do outside. We get flies in our house, and I don't know how they get in.
Just said you did know how they get in. You're really conflicted on this.
No, I mean it's because you leave the screen doors open.
I mean, walked in and out on our balcony today because we had brunch.
But you leave
balcony.
It open. I bet you left the screen door open for a while.
A little bit because we were walking in and out, getting the stuff out there.
But it only takes a second for a fly to get in. It only takes a minute, girl.
I guess I don't care that much. I'll just take a fly swatter and get it later.
Yeah, well, I went to the store last night.
I'll kill
night.
A fly. That's what
I try to say, push it. What I do is I try to take a, what do you call it, Tupperware, mm-hmm. and I put it against the wall and I slide a paper under it.
Uh-huh.
Then I take it outside and let that. It so and I let it go.
Then
I don't try.
Right
I try
around.
To,
then it comes right back around the house in through the balcony.
No, I try to get. I before I kill it, I'll try to free. If I see a spider, I will kill.
I try to rehabilitate it.
No,
that's what I do.
I will try to save.
Spend a little time with it, and you know, here's why the, you bother people, huh? Why you do that? You know, they have their. This is their home.
Here's what I'll kill right away, and here's what I'll say. Those ones that have like 1,000 legs, if you see them in a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Dead. They're dead on them. You kill them. Yeah, you got to kill them.
Are those stink bugs?
Whatever they call them. Centipedes or I don't know.
Those stink things. Bugs. Those crawlies. Those aren't flies.
If I saw a tick, automatic death. Automatic. Ants, you try to save them. Flies, you try to save them.
Ants you try to save? No, you just...
I don't step on ants.
I just spray them with cleaning stuff and wipe them away.
I'll save them, take them out. Put them in something, take them outside. Spiders, you save. You try to save.
Well, folks, you've been asking for it for a while, and here we've given it to you. What do you do when you see a certain bug? If you have other bugs we haven't gone over, let us know via Twitter, and we'll tell you how we take care of those bugs should we find them in our house.
A mouse in the trap. You kill the mouse. Sorry. I can't be fucking around trying to save a mouse downstairs. But I bought those things.
You'll save an ant, but not a mouse.
Not a mouse. You know.
Are there humane mouse traps? There must be.
Yeah, but I mean, can you imagine sleeping and you found an ant?
I've lived in a place where there was mice in and out of my bedroom all the time because there was like a space under the door they could come in and out. And I just had a mattress on the floor, and it would sometimes crawl over my back. Like, I'd feel it run across my back and stuff.
The same mouse?
I mean, I caught a couple of them. Sometimes you'd hear them in the night. You hear it go. And then in another place we lived in Toronto, there was a rat in the wall, and that was gross. That was awful.
There's a rat. You have to get out.
Well, because I would put like stuff under the door so that it couldn't come in my room, and some people were like, it'll come in."
You got to put a steel wall.
Oh, well, I just had many, many not great sleeps.
Do you ever see the movie Ben with all the rats?
No.
You never saw Ben.
I don't want you to get mad at me if I tell the truth again, but no.
Ben will. Or Willard. You never saw Willard.
Is this the same movie?
No, one was Willard, one was Ben.
Well, I've seen neither.
Fucking, where were you as a kid? Everybody saw them. Well, the rats.
I've never even heard of them. Was it animated?
No. The song, Michael Jackson.
Hey, listen, one of the things people... have asked you to do more of is put gum in and then lean into the mic and get it soft. They want to hear that part.
You never heard a song by Michael Jackson?
How long has it been for you to not...
Fly just flew by. Go ahead. How long has it been since I've had
a minute without a piece of Nicorette gum in your mouth? You fall asleep all the time with Nicorette coming. A
couple of minutes ago,
I used to try to take it out, and you'd snap at me, or I'd wake you up and say, "Hey, take your gum out." But now I just go, "Well, he's gonna. I guess this is how he wants to go out." Don't you think? How embarrassing! Think about your funeral. He choked on Nicorette gum. It's just.
You never heard the song by Michael Jackson, "Ben the Two."
If you don't
of
acknowledge
us.
Me, I won't acknowledge you.
What are you? What, I'm rubbing your glue. What the fuck?
Well, you never acknowledge anything.
I do acknowledge.
No,
I try not to fall asleep with gum in my mouth. That's not my main objective.
But why don't you take your gum out? Like, are you that addicted?
Can I have two of those?
I don't understand how.
Don't walk around the other way.
You can't even sleep without it?
There's wires. Yeah, no.
Like, it's almost, your addiction is worse than when you're smoking. Because then when you're smoking, at least you would. Although, I remember sharing hotels with you where you would get up in the middle of the night and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to be rid of it once and for all?
Yes.
Why don't you try?
Let's move.
Have you ever thought about trying to quit?
No. Bonnie got mad. Can I move on? And what we were talking about, you just jumped to another topic. So I bought some fly swatters. That pink one's a good one. I bought some other.
There's a good one. We have a good for what, when we have parties? Use that one day to day?
Well, that's the better one. Then we bought some at the dollar store. Did you show her the ones we bought at the dollar store?
Oh, yeah.
With the extended handles?
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought some of those fly paper. Is it called fly paper, where you hang them and you catch flies? And Bonnie came home last night and saw a couple of them hanging.
First of all, there's 15 around her house.
No.
Everywhere I looked last night, I was like, another one. I put my head, leaned my head against the wall to take my shoes off. Oh, guess what? There's one hanging right by my head.
And Bonnie goes, oh, that's white trash to hang fly paper, which
I honestly, if somebody out there is like, no, that's pretty standard in mansions. No, the rich have been doing it for years. Then I'll back off.
Well, you're saying rich.
I'm just
white
saying
trash
regular
just goes
people,
by money. You're saying there's not rich white trash people?
Yes, there is. You're right. So there's the loophole. But in my opinion, there's no classy human that is okay with sticky fly paper with flies, dead flies stuck on it, hanging around their house. I just don't see it as being a thing. Maybe in a cabin?
No, we haven't caught any yet.
There's none on them.
In restaurants, you see them all the time.
If I walked into a restaurant where I saw one, I would walk right out.
You would know they were doing something about their flies. You're going, oh, this place is pretty clean.
It's disgusting.
Well, if we can, if one of them starts building up with flies.
I don't understand, though, like, fine, have them. But I don't understand your reluctance to be like, well, bitch, I'm white trash. Look at what I'm wearing. Look at me. I'm white trash. Look at my hands. If you thought these sticky fly papers made me white trash, then you missed a whole bunch of shit that was going on beforehand. Like, but no, you're still trying to defend that you're not white trash, which is mind-boggling to me. Like, how do you not look in the mirror and be like, you know what? This is pretty trashy. I wear dollar fucking glasses from the dollar store.
I wear them to read. I'm not going to, you know,
I put couch covers on my couch and my chair.
Yeah, nice ones.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying, look, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying.
Wait, you think couch covers are white trash? Are you kidding me? To preserve your couches from a dog?
I grew up poor. I know what fucking, believe me, I know what white trash is. You're going to have a car in our backyard up on cinder blocks pretty quick.
If I had to fix it. But you want to preserve your couch and chair. We have a dog.
Rich people, they'll just buy a new one.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's white trash. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying know yourself. You won't acknowledge it.
No.
That's like the weirdest thing.
You think you're like a queen and.
I don't. I look at where I live and who I live with. I don't think I'm a queen.
Well, don't raise your voice.
Stop it.
Well, quit saying everything's white trash.
I'm just saying
this.
You act like we're fucking the classiest fucking people in the world. Look at your hands. Look at the fact that every time you go into studio, you take your shirt off.
That's just a joke.
Is that class or is that white trash?
That's a joke.
Is it class or is it white trash? That's the game we're playing today, folks. Is it class or is it white trash? Hanging fucking sticky fly paper from your window is that...
It's not from the window. It's from the curtain rod hidden behind the curtains.
Is it hidden? I don't... It looks like you can see it pretty good.
You know, and...
Is it class or is it white trash?
Or is it practical?
I'm not saying white trash isn't practical.
It's not white trash. White trash is if...
Or, you know what? It's not white trash. It's just trash.
If you hung a piece of tape, that would be white trash. But if you hanging fly paper or whatever they call that...
Whatever. I don't. Who cares? Do what you want. I've given up.
I'm not doing what I want. I'm trying to make the house safe and clean.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
I'm trying to...
Is it safe, really? Oh, I didn't know we were being fucking poisoned by flies in the night.
Yeah. You don't want flies flying around your food.
Can we move on? Honestly, I can't keep doing this. I can't.
I'm not arguing.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to do for you. I'm going to make it so that you can live the life that you've wanted to live forever, which is this life of...
White trash?
No, not white trash, just trash. And
just trash.
Just pure trash. You're living a life of pure trash. You want to live it? Let's do it. Let's go the distance. I will no longer complain about things. I've tried to sort of elevate us a little bit. I used to have a motto like, even though your roots are trash and that's where your mind goes, I used to save bags. I used to save plastic bags, rewash them out, re-put stuff in them.
You never save plastic. Oh, you mean Ziploc bags?
Yeah. Yeah. And I said to myself,
nothing wrong with that.
I said to myself one day, you know what? You got to fight your instincts. But now, I guess I don't. I guess I should just, like, relax. Because I've been fighting my instincts and there's still fucking sticky fly paper all over my house. There's still a fucking...
I don't get it. Our couch is a certain type of material. It's like a velvet or whatever. And it gets dirty quite easy. And the dog, you know,
Rich, this is what I'm trying to tell you right now.
What?
Is the anger and resentment that I feel as you talk about this stuff, it's only hurting me. So I'm going to let it go, and you don't have to talk about it anymore. You can just go about cutting the sleeves off your shirts.
I don't cut this.
The life that you've dreamed of since you were fucking...
I never
sharing a bedroom with your mother.
I didn't share a bedroom with my mother, and I never cut sleeves off my shirts. You do that.
Oh, you've never done it?
Well, I've done it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So there you go. Was that so hard? Oh, you have done it. It's so hard for you. I don't know why.
I don't know.
It's like I've never met anyone who's so one way, not embarrassed about it, still doesn't see it about himself. Like, look at your tattoos.
They're nice, right?
You look amazing, but I mean,
what?
How do you not see yourself?
Having tattoos? Some of the richest, classiest people on the planet get tattoos. Huh? You ever see some, you know, look at some of these fucking athletes and actors and doctors, you know, tattoos is just so art.
No, I know. I can't tell you how many times I've had a doctor with full sleeves. Just getting up in there and fixing my kidneys.
Is that what they do? Fix your kidneys?
I had a doctor, he had an entire human body tattooed on his arm, and he would constantly... Nurse, can you see where that... He should hold out his arm. Can you tell me where the spleen is on there, please? It's right by your elbow, doctor. Thank you.
So yeah,
get in there.
You did have a doctor like that?
Many, many doctors. Full.
Any of your doctors ever have neck tattoos?
Oh, yeah. No, face. I had one doctor, he had a spider web tattooed all across one quadrant of his face.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
His face was...
And then on the other side, he had a sticky fly paper tattooed. The fly on it.
That would be a good tattoo. Sticky fly paper with flies on it.
People would say, What a class act.
Arm is just like hanging down.
Yeah. What a class act.
Sticky fly paper with flies on it.
Bonnie, I'd like to make your life as wonderful as possible, and that includes sticky fly paper in every corner of your house.
I only put up a couple. Only four came in a pack.
Well, I know for a fact you bought more than one.
No,
one pack.
One,
you only put one pack up?
Yeah, four.
One, two, three, four, five. There's five.
Yeah, because No, one ripped in half and I made two out of it.
Oh, so we got two halves going.
On one of them, yeah.
Well, look at the ingenious. The trash is not dumb. Let's put it that way.
So you went to New York. You did some shows last night. You brought your friend who's a regular person. Who is that, her third time in New York now or fourth?
She doesn't go very often to New York. She says she's got
anxiety over it.
The tunnel gives her anxiety. But then last night she was like, "Oh, it's lighted, it's lit." She said, "I was like, when were you going into the tunnel? Like in the 1800s?"
It's always been lit.
I agree. I've never known it not to be lit. Yeah. So she had fun. We went and had some drinks.
What club?
It wasn't a club. It was like a bar show.
How many people? How many people there?
50, 60.
That many?
I mean, I have a hard time telling, but yeah.
Were they uptight or was it a cool room?
No, I mean, it was okay and I did well, but it's not fun to do comedy anymore because I feel like the audience is doing this, their own thing, which is I'm doing comedy. I'm doing stand-up just like I've always done stand-up. And the audience used to just sit there and laugh or not laugh at what they thought was funny or not funny. But now audiences have added a new level to their gaming experience, which is they're just waiting until it's their time to gasp. You know what I mean? They're just sitting there looking for the opportunity to have some moral outrage. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's so upsetting is that it's like they... And believe me, I don't think all 20-year-olds, early 20s, mid-20s, I don't think they're all the stupidest people on the planet. But I remember when I was in my 20s, early 20s, I didn't get a whole lot of shit in life. Like, I remember going to movies that everybody loved, and I was like, yeah, it was great, but I didn't really get it, you know? Or there's so many references that you don't know that you figure out later in life, you know what I mean? Like, how could you know? And comedy is all sort of based on, like, it's not going to be spelled out for you. It's like you have to have some knowledge of your own and able to make those connections. Making the connection is what makes it funny. What?
Or an imagination.
Well, I mean, whatever. But the ignorance combined with the moral outrage is the worst to me. I can't take it. I just want to fucking yell at them.
Then do it. Tell them how what fucking...
I mean, I kind of do a little bit, but it's like, why... first of all, I'm not... my thing is not like, I don't want to get in there and fucking raise hell and make sure everybody fucking gets what I'm doing. It's like, I don't feel like doing it. It's not my thing. I want to go and do some shows with the least amount of fucking, you know... yelling at people as possible.
Yeah, nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, I know, but there's not a whole lot of other options. You're either going to just do complete stupid shit or clapter-based comedy or, you know, I mean, if they already know you in advance, like it could be a lot easier, but I don't know. It's not as fun as it used to be. It's like because people aren't liking or not liking you based on the right reasons either. They act like they're doing you a favor by sitting there and liking you.
I had a lady groan at something I did the other night, you know, from Australia. I go, you're not even from here. Shut up. Okay. And then, all right, shut up.
I feel that way too sometimes.
You
know, it's like
don't come
you don't
with
go
your
to other countries
fucking foreign
fucking...
opinionated fucking... Take that shit back to your country. Come here with your fucking opinionated views about what the fuck I'm saying right. In my country. Go fuck you. Build a wall. But I did something so dumb and she got mad. And then I did a murder or a kill someone joke about something and she was laughing. I go, oh, but that's okay. You can kill him. You just can't hit him.
Right. You know. Seems now I'm not sure I'm on your side, but.
Well, no, she, whatever, was. You know, they get offended.
But they don't even listen to the jokes. I'm saying they're just like sitting there like hope. This black guy last night did a joke where he was saying that this old white woman came up to me. Not her fault, you know, I guess about being old and white. And But he was explaining that she said something to him, which I don't remember what he was explaining, but he said at one point that she said, you know, Beyonce is my spirit animal. And the audience like was like, ooh, like, was like, it's a black guy making up a story about a white woman saying Beyonce is like, who are you getting mad at in this? You know, his imagination or like some fictional white woman that he's made up for his fucking dumb joke. It's crazy. Ooh.
I know they hear some. I fucking hate them now.
Oh.
Ugh. I really hate the fucking way they are. Then just.
And they like jokes just completely go over their head. They're looking at you. They don't get. They're not. I mean, in the, you know.
They get so
in
mad.
The 90s and the early 2000s, you used to be able to do stand-up where I wish I was as good as I am now back then, because I would have had so much fun doing stand-up. But it's like back then, people would get mad sometimes and stuff, yeah, but it wasn't like now where it wasn't a collective. It was like random people would sometimes come up to you after shows and be like, I didn't think you should do that joke about kidney transplants or whatever. I used to get people getting so mad about that joke all the time.
Like,
I say, don't.
I mean, I said something on, I did the after show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I got a laugh, but I shouldn't have said it. Oh, I mean, I'm sure, you know, some guy goes, what's wrong with your voice? Or, you know, well, you're funny. I like you, but your voice doesn't. Oh, I'm sorry, I have throat cancer. But what I said, but, you know, they're getting mad. I do this bit about slavery, but it's not pro-slavery.
Right.
I'm just comparing Jewish slaves to black slaves. Yeah. That's all. Ooh.
No, I know, because they're so scared.
They just
scared.
Hear the word slave and they think...
Right, they're not... Nobody's willing to, like, actually listen to anything. They're just like... That's what I'm saying. They're sitting there waiting for the opportunity to be offended. They're just like, uh-huh. No, not accepting that. And it used to be like, they'll never have that feel. And there's things that I don't fucking like that I don't laugh at. Believe me, I've watched a lot of comedians over the years where I've been like, ugh. Awful, like gross.
Yeah, of course.
Hate that guy. Whatever, and you don't laugh at it. But it's almost like they're scared they're going to be tricked into laughing. So you know, your body knows, your mind knows. If you don't like something, you're not going to laugh at it.
So, like, I don't know how if you have to bring your body. Into
yeah, because your body's like part of the. Ha-ha. You ever see somebody laughing from behind?
not much.
Their shoulders.
so your body knows if something's funny or not funny.
You see my body, how it responded to you just now?
Yeah.
My vagina just sewed itself shut.
Whoa, heard that. Mm. Heard that. So now the Comedy Central roast, Sybil Shepherd was out, was in, then out, then in. She's back in. You know that?
I don't know. I haven't been reading any of the
She's
things.
She's back in. I read it online.
Oh.
She was out, in, then out, now back in. And they added Martha Stewart.
Oh, good. Good.
You know. So it's going to be a lot of seniors there. They're really diversifying Comedy Central. I'll tell you who I know is going to kill, I think, is Dom Herrera.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just have a feeling he's going to fucking slaughter
because
he's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
He's going to be rapid fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's my...
I think Nikki's going to do very, very well.
So do I, but that
well,
goes
the comedians,
without saying.
Of course. Are
that goes without saying, but I'm just saying because Dom has never done those roasts. I don't think he's ever done a comedy. And I just, for some reason, his delivery and his fucking attitude, he's going to be the, I think, the breakout performer. My opinion. And Martha Stewart will do well because she'll have great writers.
Mm-hmm. She knows how to deliver that shit.
She knows how to deliver it. Her attitude, I think she'll do well. Nikki, of course, will do well. And whatever. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think it's going to be a good roast. Not compared to ours, but a good...
No, you want
to
see a good roast.
You want to see a good
Listen,
roast.
Listen, you want to see some fucking celebrities reading jokes off a teleprompter that other joke writers wrote for them? Go ahead. Go watch the Comedy Central roast. In fact, do it regardless. But if you want to see what a real roast looks like...
A real roast.
Or friends roast friends, where it's... Literally, you'll not have more fun than watching this. There's no possible way that the Comedy Central roast even could come close in terms of content, in terms of quality.
VossRoast.com.
VossRoast.com.
So you're saying without even seeing the new Comedy Central roast that's coming out.
I'm saying like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who gives a shit, right? Ed Norton, I don't care if I... let me tune in. Oh, my God. You know, he's a good actor, but I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit, to be quite honest, about Bruce Willis. Like, that doesn't excite me in terms of like, what? Ooh, that's going to be a good roast. Like, and does he not have any friends in Hollywood? Like, all these people are just...
Well, Ed Norton's a fucking celebrity. You can't get any bigger than Ed Norton.
Maybe fucking 5-10 years ago. What's he done recently?
Whatever
this roast is what he's trying to do.
Probably whatever he wants to do. He's probably turning down scripts all the time. You can't say Ed Norton's not an A actor.
I'm not saying that he's not an A actor. I'm saying when somebody says roast, I don't get excited about Ed Norton being on it.
No. In a movie,
and also what Comedy Central doesn't realize is that you have to have fun people to roast on the roast.
Well, Bruce Willis seems like a fun guy. Oh, he seems like he'd be a fun guy to roast. I don't know why he would put himself in that position. He's a big star. You know, why would he fucking...
Don't know.
Why would he put himself... You know what I mean?
Why would they do it if they weren't going to get, like...
What?
Demi or one of his daughters or Ashton or like, and there are people that are more connected to him.
But maybe they asked and they said no.
Right, but I'm just saying. Then I would say if I was Comedy Central, I'd be like, you know what? Let's go another direction. I don't know. I'm not fucking programming for Comedy Central. I don't know.
I mean, he's such a big. You know, I don't know what's in it for him to sit there.
What's in it for him? He gets.
Paid a lot of money.
I'm sure his managers or his agents are like, you're going to get a whole new audience. This is 18 to 34 year old boys, men, young men, you know, this is the audience. But is it going to be the audience? Because everyone on that day, I mean, that's an average age of 102 on that fucking dais.
And the other thing too is Comedy Central is always trying to get the young viewer, or they go, well, you're too old for Comedy Central. But yet,
so that throws Bruce Willis? Yeah, like none of it makes any sense.
I don't know. I mean, when they did Bieber, I mean, that was pretty fucking young.
Well, that seemed weird because then they had a bunch of old people fucking... It just seemed like it was like a bunch of old people bullying a kid.
It's got to be hard to put those fucking roasts together for them. I mean...
They need somebody who has friends that are willing to be on the roast.
It's got
to
be hard for Comedy Central to come up with... Somebody that
must do well because they still keep fucking churning them out.
I have no idea whether or not our roast isn't. They should just buy. You know what? We'll sell you our roast. We'll give you a very good deal. We'll sell you our roast for a great deal, and you put it on. You got nothing to lose, and people will go, "This is fucking amazing." So I'm putting this out there. Here's who I'm putting it out there to: Comedy Central, Netflix, Showtime, HBO. Hulu, Amazon, who else? Did I leave anybody out?
That sounds good to me. True, I know you're listening. We left you off that list for a reason, and I think you know why. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Why do we leave True off?
Remember we had a meeting with them about a project, and then they pulled out.
Oh, okay, True. Sorry.
So we just, it's not forever. It's just, you know.
Right now?
For right now, we don't want to be in business with you.
But what happens if True calls tomorrow and says, you know what, we've changed our ways. We'll take the roast and the other.
No, I say no to you.
And True. The other show that.
No, too late. Too late. True, you got to have consequences or, you know.
No, but they're going through a transformation. They're being bought by AT&T. So maybe after AT&T buys them and they. Everything falls in place. They put their new regime in or whatever happens. Then they call, hey, listen, we were going through, you know, construction. We're ready now. Do you let them down?
No, not yet. Eventually we'll come back. But right now, no.
So you're saying True
TV's, don't even come at us.
True TV's
I don't know why you keep doing this because it's not interesting or entertaining to anyone. I don't know why you think like you'll do this for an hour. You'll just be like, okay, so here's another scenario where you're going to say no. I'm going to set it up and say I'm going to do another one.
Well, I'm trying to change your mind.
No, you're not. You know this is the game that's going to fucking be no. Okay, they say you can be king of True TV and no. Not at this time, True TV.
What if they give you?
Stop doing it. I'm saying
an apartment in New York.
You don't know how to wrap it up.
What if they pay an apartment for a year for you in New York?
No, not doing it. Sorry, True TV. Okay. Not yet.
With a parking garage.
Not. God damn you, True TV.
See,
I've still got to say no.
All right, I'm just gonna move on from that. So I put the offer out there. I'll give you the list one more time.
No, you don't need to get... These are real people just fucking going about their day. They don't give a shit about you listing networks. It's not... How could that possibly be entertaining to anyone? Think about things. You really don't have any understanding of how the business works after all these years.
I don't have understanding.
Do you want me to repeat that, or you really didn't hear what I said?
You're saying...
You don't have any understanding of how the business works after all these years. That one get in there?
You're crazy.
Oh, that hurts.
You're fucking crazy.
Whoa. This is the master of the comeback, ladies and gentlemen. And we just saw his lightning wit at work. You're crazy. Well, I'll never live that down.
You're nuts.
One of the funniest things I've ever heard. We're talking here with Richard Voss, master of the counterpunch.
I'm just saying you're nuts.
Oh, he did it again, folks.
Raina. What are you doing? Why don't you go outside? It's just summer. She sits in the house. When we were kids, the second we got up, we were outside playing. We're doing sports. We used to go hiking.
But you're saying we a lot.
Yeah, my friends and I.
Okay, well.
She has no friends, you're saying.
I mean, she does, but they all go to camp all fucking day in the week. They don't get home until like 6:30.
There's other kids in this neighborhood she can make friends
with. There's Olivia, who's great, but yeah. She's got a lot of things going on too. She has different things.
There's no other kids in this neighborhood.
Not that we know of. All the kids go, the parents work. So the kids go to camp. All the kids, look out at the pool. There's no kids out at the pool ever. There's nobody at all out there. Until, like, you'll see when the kids get home from camp, you'll start to see the kids go to the pool.
I have to agree to disagree. There's got to be some kids around. Every kid doesn't
go
to camp.
And also, we spent all day out. You just got home yourself, turned around, looked, and was like, she's inside.
You always stick up for her when she's wrong.
I mean, she goes out a lot. Yeah, it's just weird. You just have one moment of, like... You see her there drawing. If she was on her computer, you'd be like, why isn't she ever drawing?
I never say why isn't she drawing.
When she's drawing, you're like, why isn't she outside? Then if she's outside, you're like, why isn't she playing her violin? And then if she's on her violin, why isn't she playing the piano?
Yeah, that's the piano I like her to practice.
She sure loves that fly swatter, though. She won't go anywhere without it.
And she has a butterfly net. What's the butterfly net for? Have you gotten any flies yet with your new swatter?
You guys
swatter?
Really went to town at that dollar store. How much you spend there?
$6.
It's a lot of stuff.
Six things.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Plus tax. That one dollar store is good by Walmart, but the other one in Hillsboro, dollar. The one by...
Dollar Plus will fucking fuck you at the register.
Dollar Plus, the one over by the supermarket. Not the one by the Planet Fitness is
dollar
good.
Tree?
Dollar Tree is good, but Dollar Plus,
yeah,
they trick you.
Yeah, you think it's everything's a dollar.
Some are like $4.99 at a dollar store.
I've been fucked at the counter so many times at Dollar Plus.
I know. They're fucking, they trick you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dollar Plus, what we add on. That's what it stands for. That's what the plus stands for.
Well, everything's a dollar. I figured it out. And if it's not a dollar, it's got a price tag. So anything that doesn't have a price tag is a dollar.
Well, I read online a lot of
the
stuff.
This is dollar store talk from the Not Trash family.
I was doing a gig, and I
love that last night. You're like, these are not trash. I go, where'd you get them? The dollar store.
I was doing a gig recently. I don't remember, but I drove past there was a dollar store, and next to it was their competition. There was Dollar Tree, and right next to each other in this
Whoa.
Town, there were two like.
Woo!
And you know,
I see
people.
Your eyes lighting up right now. You have some big plan to go into one and tell them you're gonna go get it at the other one if they don't give you a better deal. Is that what you did?
No, but
yeah, you did. Oh yeah, you give me this for 50 cents, or I'm headed next door. So this magazine, online magazine, contacted me. They wanted to do some kind of story about comedy and moms, mom coms.
Well, you're both.
I'm a mom com. Yeah, bitch. I didn't want to do it right away. I knew I didn't want to do it, but I was like, eh. I always say no to everything. So then I knew the girl who contacted me. She's a funny comedian. So I said, yeah. She goes, okay, I'm going to put you in touch with my senior editor. Right? So the senior editor emails me this morning of a pretty big publication. They might not be a big publication, that thing, but I did a little research and they're part of a much bigger thing, right? So she contacts me and she says, hey, can you do this? You know, can we jump on the phone and do a short interview Friday or Monday? I said, yeah, both work for me. She goes, okay, so Friday, where are you? In Alberta? That's 2 hours behind. Can I call you at 1 o'clock your time? That'll be 3 o'clock my time or whatever. It was like a whole long convoluted email, but I was like, Alberta? I wrote her back. I go, yeah, I haven't lived in Alberta in over 25 years. She was like, oh, LOL. It says that online. No, it doesn't. Nowhere on your Google did it come up that I live in Alberta. I mean, it's mind-boggling. This is like a fucking reporter, right? She works for a magazine. She did zero, like.
Well,
and then she said LOL too, which was a little.
But
I was like, if somebody's that fucking dumb about me personally and about comedy, I don't want them writing an article about me. So I did the Canadian thing, the Albertan thing to do, which was
avoid her.
I didn't respond again. But I find that like amazing to me that she's like, why would you reach out to someone before you did just a modicum of even the girl that probably that girl that contacted me first? She said, oh, they probably said we need a you know a mommy comic, you know. Which this is why I didn't want to do the article, because I just think it's so fucking gross to categorize comedians like that, because guys talk about their kids all the time and they never get put into like daddy comedy. It's just only women get put into these subgroups. I've had so many women in the business that are on the like industry side that have been like, you're on my mom com list. And it's like, I don't want to be on your mom com list. I want to be known as a comic, not a fucking mommy comic.
I'm on a lot of people say I'm on their lisp.
Yeah.
List.
Lisp list.
That's, I'm on the lisp list.
If you have a lisp, that's hard to say.
I'm on
have you ever
lisp.
Done a joke about how, why would they call it a lisp? People with lisps can't say it.
Yeah.
It's a bit
All
mean.
Right. Let's wrap this bad boy up. Let's wrap it up, folks.
All right, wrapped. Consider it wrapped. Everybody, you did good listening today. You hung in there to the very end. If you're still listening to us, we appreciate you. And we know it's a terrible, terrible podcast, and we don't know how to fix it. So there you go.
Go to vossroast.com. You'll see the best roast you've seen ever. Next weekend, I will be at the 19th, 20th, and 21st, the Tacoma Comedy Club, Tacoma, Washington. And go to richvoss.com for all my dates. VossRoast.com. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you later.
Don's tits.
No!
What? You saw my wife's tits?
No, why would I see your wife's tits? Jesus.
I don't know.
Listen up. What?
Listen, next time, you just fucking, listen, don't leave a message like that, because I have that message forever now.
So?
You know, you fucking, you hyperventilating on the phone.
Remember that time I saved all those.
What?
Stop saying, listen, it behooves me to have that message.
You're using it correctly.
Yeah, well, first of all.
Does Rich know? You said on that podcast last week, it behooves me,
yeah,
but you used it wrong.
No, you can use it that way too, but whatever. I don't want to get into words with you guys, but
yeah, why? Because why would you? Anybody who corrects you, you should just immediately go, "I'm sorry, I'm an idiot." Like, you're still acting like you know something. It's weird. It's like,
fuck, I know a lot. Listen,
do you?
Yeah.
Well, not words. That's not your strength. Right? So you say, oh, you know, you're probably right because you're right 100% of the time when it comes to
words.
Do
you know how to spackle? Do you know how to spackle?
We're not spackling right now. You're using words incorrectly. And then you're like, you can still use it that way. It would be like me if I fucking put oil in the spackling and I just said, nah, you can still do it that way.
Yeah, you can't bring up me just shitty house chores when somebody calls you and you're fucking shitty, you dumbness.
Yes, he keeps defending. No, I'm right, probably.
Do you know how to frame in a floor?
Yeah, does he even know how to work a level?
A level.
I know how to spell it. That's the difference.
What's that?
A level works itself.
Yes. Yes, it does.
like how dumb do you have to be to not know how a level works? I love that. That's a thing that in your mind, that's something that takes intelligence. You're like, that's.
Well, I got to go. You guys are.
Bye, Bobby. Good talking to you.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye, everyone.
Sorry, folks. Wrong number.
I got to run.
All right, anything you want to plug? Any gigs you're not doing?
I do have gigs coming up, but I can't remember.
You have what
where they
gigs?
Are.
What'd you call it? Gugs?
I have gigs coming up. I got some gigs coming up. Whenever I say gigs, I get cum lodged in my throat. Come on.
All right, folks. Listen, VosRoast.com, VosRoast.com. This weekend, Gotham Comedy Club. Then next weekend, the 13th and 14th, is Skankfest. Then 19, 20, and 21, I'll be at the Tacoma Comedy Club, Tacoma, Washington. Go to richvoss.com, at Rich Voss on Twitter. Thank you for listening. Talk to you later.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.